While Christmas time is a joyous time, but can also be a time where depression may sneak up on you. So we've got somebody who is kind of a pro on that. We welcome Nicole Langman this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Good morning, friend. Hi. It is such an honor to have you here. Thank you.
I love our chats.
Well, Nicole, tell us, first of all, like your background in helping people with mental health struggles or issues. Am I saying that right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and just even life changes and the pressures of life. And I've been a therapist for over 25 years. And I just work with, right now, I just work with women, carry a really small caseload right now because the Lord's really pulling me in the direction of speaking ministry more. And of course, I'm writing books, lots of books on things related to loss, grief, mental health related issues, and in general, just life issues that are heavy on us.
Okay. Yeah. At Christmas, does your phone ring more?
Oh, it's a hard season, isn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
And I think there's just that general knowing that people are struggling. And in fact, mm-hmm. what we find is that the research indicates it's the buildup to Christmas is actually really hard on people, and then the post-Christmas blues.
Okay.
Yeah.
So sometimes there's a lot of distraction at Christmas for people, that there's a lot of coming and going and things going on, but as they anticipate and remember and reflect on and go through some of that anticipatory stuff, it's mm-hmm. very, very heavy on people.
Hmm. So lots of emotion. What do people do, people who know Christ, what do you do when you're not feeling so much joy in the most joyous time of the year? And on the flip side, if you don't know who Christ is, what do you do with that?
Yeah, it's such a big question because we feel so much pressure to feel joy at Christmas. And as Christians, we can almost judge ourselves, can't we? We have this like self-criticism.
I should be feeling this.
The shoulds.
Right.
Wow.
Oh, all the angels are singing.
All the angels are singing.
Why am I not?
Yeah. And then we get caught up in, for both Christians and those who don't know the Lord yet, we get caught up in the comparison game. And we also imagine that we can peek behind doors and see what other people are experiencing at Christmas. And we paint this picture that everything is going great for people. And it's not necessarily the case. And so then we feel worse, right? So we compare our low light reel up against other people's high light reels.
Right.
And I think that there's a lot of pressure and judgment against ourselves that we're not behaving the way we're supposed to be behaving as Christians.
Okay.
But joy isn't a feeling.
Right.
You've just answered my whole life.
There you go. Well, tis the season, so help us get ahead of this, because people may be thinking, all right, this time of year, here we go. Mm-hmm. Well, you don't have to, so let's get ahead of it now while we're, you know, so many days out from the event. And as you said, this is the time, the lead up is the big time to focus in.
It's a big time, and I think the starting place is just being honest about the struggle.
Mm.
And we spend a lot of time managing our impressions, don't we? Like showing the world that things are okay, and inside we're
my backpack
struggling.
Is full of masks.
Right. Yeah. Isn't well, yeah. That's actually a really powerful picture, Cheryl.
Yeah. Like around certain people. Are you? I'm perfect. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Can I pray for you? And then around other people,
you're a hot
nothing.
Mask. Right. Yeah. Yeah. It's true, isn't it? It's like you can take that mask off because what's really going on for you. And by the way, vulnerability connects us. So allowing ourselves to be honest with each other and to share their burdens, we're called to that. We're called to community. If we're doing this by ourselves, it exacerbates the loneliness. We're not called to do this by ourselves. So part of the start is acknowledging it, speaking it out, asking for prayer, looking for connection, filling the spaces. That's a really great starting place. And also being really aware of that yourself, acknowledging it yourself. This is hard for me. Anticipating this. So we often, with grief and loneliness, will reflect back, well, this time last year or this time 5 years ago. It's good and healthy to go through the memories. That's not a bad thing necessarily to go through the memories. But when we start like spinning on the grief and the loss and the sorrow and what should be, that's where we put our focus. That can become a real problem. Mm-hmm. And grief can become a habit. It can become almost an idol for many people.
A fallback.
Here's what we know to be true as Christians is that the Bible's really clear. You know, in this world, Jesus says, you're going to have problems. You're going to have struggles. Take heart, though. I've overcome the world. Mm-hmm. And he also tells us that he works all things together for good for those of us who love him. And he's not afraid of our pain. He's not afraid of the struggles. He's not he's not upset with us if we're not feeling joyful, because he understands that, right? Yeah. He was a man. He walked it all. He understood mm-hmm. that. But right at the very core of it is like, well, what does Jesus say? What does Jesus say? I love the story of the shepherds keeping flock. So we know that as we kind of like the Bible's, you know, the angels come and they say, I bring you good news of great joy mm-hmm. today, right? Yeah. Right now. And there's these shepherds and they're keeping watch over their sheep. And off they go. They're so excited. Shepherd was a lowly, lowly job.
Right.
No parent wanted their child to grow up to be a shepherd. It was right. isolating. It was dangerous. It was nomadic. They take off. They leave their sheep. What? Mm. And they take off to Bethlehem to find Mary, Joseph, and Jesus. Then they tell other people. And here's what's really interesting to me. They come back to their sheep. The Bible wow. says they return.
Life yeah. has to go on.
Life yeah. didn't change.
Right.
But they were different. Yeah. And they were talking about what they had seen and what they had heard. This is the truth of Jesus. He might not change the circumstance.
Right.
But he changes us. And that changes everything.
Cool. Thank you so much. This has been so great. Where can people maybe catch up with you? Tell us some of your contact information. People want to follow you on social media.
Yeah, I would love to connect online, and you can follow me on Facebook, Nicole Langman, and on Instagram, _Nicole Langman. And also, of course, you can connect with me through my website, NicoleLangman.com.
Perfect.
Thank you, lovely. We'll see you again soon.
Thanks
Merry
so much,
Christmas.
Guys. Merry Christmas.